Deus in adiutorium meum intende. Domine ad adiuvandum me festina. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia. Maker of man, who from thy throne dost order all things, God alone, by whose decree the teeming earth to reptile and to beast gave birth. The mighty forms that fill the land, instinct with life at thy command, are given subdued to humankind, for service in their rank assigned. From all thy servants drive away whate'er of thought impure today hath been with open action blent, or mingled with the heart's intent. In heaven thine endless joys bestow, and grant thy gifts of grace below. From chains of strife our souls release, bind fast the gentle bands of peace. O Father, that we ask be done through Jesus Christ, thine only Son, who with the Holy Ghost and thee doth live and reign eternally. Amen. This is God's dwelling place, and he has made it holy. It will stand forever firm. God is for us a refuge and strength, a helper close at hand in time of distress. So we shall not fear, though the earth should rock, though the mountains fall into the depths of the sea, even though its waters rage and foam, even though the mountains be shaken by its waves. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our stronghold. The waters of a river give joy to God's city, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within, it cannot be shaken. God will help it at the dawning of the day. Nations are in tumult, kingdoms are shaken. He lifts his voice, the earth shrinks away. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our stronghold. Come, consider the works of the Lord, the redoubtable deeds he has done on the earth. He puts an end to wars over all the earth. The bow he breaks, the spear he snaps. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God, supreme among the nations, supreme on the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our stronghold. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. This is God's dwelling place, and he has made it holy. It will stand forever firm. Let us go up with rejoicing to the house of the Lord. I rejoiced when I heard them say, let us go to God's house. And now our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city, strongly compact. It is there that the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord. For Israel's law it is, there to praise the Lord's name. There were set the thrones of judgment of the house of David. For the peace of Jerusalem, pray, peace be to your homes. May peace reign in your walls, in your palaces peace. For love of my brethren and friends, I say peace upon you. For love of the house of the Lord, I will ask for your good. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Let us go up with rejoicing to the house of the Lord. All you saints, sing out the praises of our God. Alleluia. Salvation, glory, and power to our God. Alleluia. His judgments are honest and true. Alleluia, Alleluia,
Alleluia.
Sing praise to our God, all you His servants.
Alleluia.
All who worship Him reverently, great and small.
Alleluia, Alleluia,
Alleluia. The Lord, our all-powerful God, is King.
Alleluia.
Let us rejoice, sing praise, and give Him glory.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
The wedding feast of the Lamb has begun.
Alleluia.
And His bride is prepared to welcome Him.
Alleluia, Alleluia,
Alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia, Alleluia. All you saints, sing out the praises of our God. A reading from the book of Revelation. I saw a new Jerusalem, the holy city, coming down out of heaven from God, beautiful as a bride prepared to meet her husband. I heard a loud voice from the throne cry out, this is God's dwelling among men. He shall dwell with them, and they shall be His people, and He shall be their God who is always with them. I saw no temple in the city. The Lord God the Almighty is its temple, He and the Lamb. But nothing profane shall enter it, nor anyone who is a liar or who has done a detestable act. Only those shall enter whose names are inscribed in the book of the living kept by the Lamb. Blessed are they who dwell in your house, O Lord.
Blessed are they who dwell in your house, O Lord.
They will praise you forever
in your house, O Lord.
Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Blessed are they who dwell in your house, O Lord.
This is God's dwelling place, and He has made it holy. Here we call on His name, for the Scripture says, there you will find me. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for He has looked with favor on His lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is His name. He has mercy on those who fear Him in every generation. He has shown the strength of His arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich He has sent away empty. He has come to the help of His servant Israel, for He has remembered His promise of mercy, the promise He made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. This is God's dwelling place, and He has made it holy. Here we call on His name, for the Scripture says, there you will find me. Our Savior laid down His life so that all God's scattered children might be gathered together. In your need we cry out, remember your church, Lord. Lord Jesus, you built your house upon a rock. Strengthen your church with solid and lasting faith. Remember your church, Lord. Lord Jesus, blood and water flowed from your side. Give new life to your church through the sacraments of your new and unending covenant. Remember your church, Lord. Lord Jesus, you are in the midst of those who gather in your name. Hear the prayers of your universal church. Remember your church, Lord. Lord Jesus, you prepare a dwelling place in your Father's house for all who love you. Help your church to grow in divine love. Remember your church, Lord. Lord Jesus, you never cast out anyone who comes to you. Open your Father's house to all those who have died. Remember your church, Lord. Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. O God, who were pleased to call your church the bride, grant that the people that serves your name may revere you, love you, and follow you, and may be led by you to attain your promises in heaven. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omnim malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam. Amen. Salve Regina, Mater misericordiae, vita dulcedo, et spes nostra salve. Ad te clamamus, exules filii Evae, ad te suspiramus, gementes et flentes, in hac lacrimarum vale. Ea ergo, advocata nostra, illos tuos misericordes oculos, ad nos converte. Et Iesum, benedictum fructum ventris tui, nobis post hoc exilium ostende. O clemens, O pia, O dulcis Virgo Maria.